ladies, welcome back to the Minimals Podcast, episode 27. I'm Gage.
I'm Isaac.
And I'm Brody.
And what? Wait, what? Brody?
What?
Brody? Where the hell you been?
Yep.
Welcome back.
Oh, yeah, I kept forgetting my way. I made it here this time.
Okay, now a word from our sponsor. Welcome back. How's everyone doing this week?
Pretty good.
You're all doing pretty good?
As good as, you know?
As good as, you know?
Yeah.
You're sure. you're really selling us on that that
pretty
happiness,
good.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just love my life, you know? Okay, so, yeah, no, we're back, and... yeah, so we're back, and Brody is back as well. Welcome back, Brody. Yeah,
thank you. It's good.
Yeah, so that's pretty exciting. Yeah, so this week's been pretty crappy, not gonna lie. There's been a lot of rain this week. It was very depressing, but today was a very nice day, I gotta say. I mean, it was perfect. The weather was top notch, perfect. Yeah, how was it in your neck of the woods?
In mine or in Brody's or...
Well, whoever wants to talk,
a little less straightforward with three of us now, getting... I'll be honest, I really haven't even been paying attention to the weather outside. I know it was coldish the past couple of days and it's warm today, but, like, I don't know, I'm just becoming a gremlin inside, you know, just
oh yeah. Well, I don't know. I think this whole COVID thing and the quarantine thing has really negatively affected a lot of people. Definitely. Brody, how's it affected you, Brody? How has this quarantine, 2 months later, how's that affected you?
Can't go anywhere.
Can't go anywhere. Well, I mean, you can't go.
That sums it up.
Yeah. Yeah, no. I haven't really gone anywhere like that you consider a public place. Like I've gone to my office and stuff, but I'm the only one there, so not that big of a deal. But yeah, no. So hey, we're gonna jump right into it. I hate to really, get right into it, but so our first we're going fast this week. This week is
we gotta.
Yeah, super speed. I heard about this on Facebook, Maine was actually a segment on Tucker Carlson Tonight. Not like tonight that we're recording this, but like it was a week, but his show is Tucker Carlson Tonight.
He had talked about it at some point in time.
Yeah. So, apparently the governor of Maine, regardless if you like her or not, I'm not the biggest fan, not gonna lie, but I mean, I don't know. basically the governor of the governor of Maine, Janet Mills, basically said that she's canceling all of the summer activities. If you're not familiar with Maine, we are a tourist state. Basically 90% of our economy comes from tourism in the summertime.
Yeah.
That's probably a little bit of an over exaggeration. It might be about like 70% or something, because
a lot of it though.
Yeah, a lot of it. So it really negatively affects businesses when a state is closed for a year. I mean, that's a lot of businesses rely on that income. So Tucker Carlson Tonight had talked about Janet Mills and how, you know, she basically is like, oh, we're gonna get through this and all that, and it's pure bullshit. I mean, he called her out on a lot of different things regarding, like...
Well, I don't know if that's necessarily fair or true, I think was right in that she is overstepping her bounds and the legislation she's making, that's not her call. But I wouldn't consider how she's reacting to be, you know, anything crazy or like evil per se. I mean, it could be, but
yeah.
I think it's overreacting a bit to go as far as he was saying. I don't necessarily think she has the positional rights to be able to enforce the legislation she has and lock down the state and collapse our economy. Like, it's probably what's going to happen. The loss of jobs is severe.
Oh yeah.
But I mean, this is a unique problem, and it's a weird time. I don't necessarily think it's going to be an aid to locking down tyranny in our country and pushing us into like martial law or something crazy. It's just, yeah, you know, just people trying to figure out what on earth is the best way forward.
I think a lot of people are just pissed off and confused because the government isn't really willing to give us much information other than, you know, what we're hearing on the news. There's no like official set in stone information. I get it. There's no training for a disease like this. There's no training for an outbreak. There's nothing that you can really compare this to. You know, they compare it to, there was an outbreak, I think, in 2008. It wasn't anything as severe. They compare this to the Zika virus outbreak, the Ebola outbreak. But you got to realize that, number one, they weren't as severe. They didn't spread as fast. And the economy wasn't as good. You look at what we had 3 months ago, and then you look at what we have now. The economy is still strong, but there's a lot of job loss. I mean, Maine especially. I think Tucker Carlson had said that it was 1 in 7 Mainers have lost their job, which is that's very high job loss. A lot of people are. There are still a lot of essential jobs, but there are a lot of job. There are a lot of people that are looking for jobs or on unemployment or other things like that. It's a sucky situation, and there's no like training that you could have gone through. There was no like practicing. Oh yeah, with the, you know, who could have predicted there was going to be the coronavirus outbreak in early 2020? I mean, no one, right? I mean,
only the people secretly planning it all in the background. Ah!
And if they were planning it, which I am not going to completely write that off, if that was a political tactic, I don't know. It sucks, to be honest with you. It's kind of crazy. I agree. Maine needs to get back to work. America needs to get back to work. Really, it's a sticky situation because really what we have for information here is, you know, businesses are going under because they either can't operate. I mean, look at restaurants. Look at a lot of restaurants have actually started doing takeout orders only. But then you have, well, you don't need the wait staff anymore. So then they lose their job. So it's never a win-win situation. Sure, it sucks when businesses go under. It does. It hurts. It stings. But at the same time, it's like, well, yeah, I mean, what are you supposed to do, right? I mean, you open the gates up and then we're all going to have the freaking coronavirus. But then you have some speculators saying this is going to go until September. I actually heard one guy say that this was going to go till 2022. What the fuck is that? What? We're all going to have, this is still going to be going around at 2022. I'm not saying that's from a reliable source. I'm saying that that's what I heard from, I believe a politician said that. It's like, what? Are you crazy? I don't know. But, yeah. So did we lose connection?
Birdie.
Wow.
Yeah, no, we're all good.
Okay, I guess it was just a tough crowd. Didn't really know what to say there.
No, not fully.
Just let the crazy bastard talk. Yeah, so I don't know. Don't know, to be honest with you. I thought it was pretty cool, though. Whenever we get mentioned on the world news, it's always like, oh my God, grab the family. Yeah. We got to sit down and watch this shit.
I mean, it's so rare. We're not exactly a very exciting state.
The only time I think that we really got whenever there's a giant vote, like Susan Collins is like a deciding vote now. And that's usually when we're on the news. That's really the only time whenever there's a huge vote that the media wants passed or they, you know what I mean? That's usually when we,
right.
When we are on the news, but hey, it's cool, I guess. It's cool. But, so I don't know, guys, what do you guys think of all this? I don't know what's going on.
I mean, I'm not totally sure if all the walking down we're doing is the right move. just because, you know, it is so damaging on jobs and on the economy as a whole. It's really a tough call because people will get sick and people will get hurt if we don't lock down this much. But is the sickness or the economy more valuable, or is it lives or is it livelihood that we should value more? Because it will affect everyone's livelihood potentially greatly, and it will affect people's lives. I mean, it could kill some people. It doesn't seem like it's that many, but some.
So look at it like this. If we were to continue the lockdown, say, the rest of the year or into September, and you had these businesses who couldn't keep the lights on, how much more money can the government give away? You know what I mean? Like, in SBA loans, unemployment, I mean, they're really passing these huge bills. You know, one of them was, what, $200 billion? They have a $2 trillion one coming right now.
Yeah.
How can we afford that?
Well, I mean, they have figured that the damage in how much money we have in debt is less than what it would do in damage if these businesses go under, which they still very well might.
Well, even let's say the max SBA loan is $10,000. That might not even cover a month of operations for some business, maybe even a week of operations, right? I mean, you still have, I mean,
it was for businesses with up to how many employees, wasn't it?
Like 500? 500 employees.
Yeah, you couldn't sustain 500 employees very long on $10,000.
It doesn't make any sense. Like, that's, regardless, there's going to be businesses that go under. And it's a shame because Maine is going to be where a lot of those businesses go under, because it's not like, it would be different if we had a lot of, like, internet businesses in the state and, like, you know, you could market all over the world or wherever, but a lot of the stuff here is like trucking and woodlands. I mean, we have a lot of logging, paper industry,
and logging.
That's really what the state's economy is. So without that, and obviously those are still essential jobs, so I don't think it'll really affect the economy as much as it will affect these companies.
Didn't Tucker say that 10% are jobless, though?
I believe so. But
in the state, when he was talking about Janet Mills and her decision making and being an overstep of boundaries, I think he said it was 10%.
I don't know.
That's not good. I mean, I wonder if that's 10% more or if that's 10% total, because I'm not sure what the unemployment rate would have been prior to coronavirus outbreak.
Yeah. I think all we can really do at this moment is just wait. You know, there's really no speculating that we can do. I mean, we could sit here and say, you know, I bet you, well, it'll be done by next month or the end of next month or the end of this month or whatever. But the reality of it is, the only thing that can really tell is time. I mean, that's the only thing that's gonna solve anything, because we know that the economy is gonna have bad. My mind just froze. The economy isn't gonna really come back from this. It's gonna take a while to come back from this. I mean, at least to see high days again, like we were seeing record high days almost every day. This really isn't gonna help things. So I don't know. We'll just have to wait and see, right? Right, guys? That's all you can do.
Hope for the best. Yeah. Hope things will turn around. Maybe they will, maybe they won't, but just hang in
there. And for those of you that are out there that might be listening that you know, might have lost your job. I mean, just, we're all praying for you. That's all we can say. I mean, I don't know. It sucks, but I don't know. Maybe just, I don't know. Only time will tell. So anyway, so moving on, We've been starting to write topics down again. It's been quite nice.
I think it's helping. I hope it's helping. You tell us.
I hope it is too. So the next topic, I guess, on the chart is, I was going to talk about, I am going to talk about what I act like I've decided not to. So anyway, I've launched another, how do you say it? And I've decided to jump back in the drop shipping industry. So the coronavirus has affected my income, and I was doing a lot of research, and I'm starting to build a brand, and that brand is in the dropshipping industry, and I'm very happy with how it's coming out so far. But I was showing the guys, and I think Isaac, didn't you say it looks like a scam?
No, I didn't say it looks like a scam. I think your website looks good.
I know the website looks good. I you're just like, no one's gonna buy this garbage. I said,
I did say your products kind of look like garbage, but. I mean, I guess with anything, there is a market for it, or else it wouldn't be a product.
Well, this isn't a traditional drop. Like, okay, let me talk to the listeners that may want to know anything about dropshipping. I am not selling total dog shit. Okay, I did that once before. I created a dropshipping store, but a year ago, it was
you sold watches.
I don't know why you'd admit that.
You sold watches. Crappy watches at extreme. But, like,
I made
markups.
16. I grossed $1,600, and I netted about $600 from that venture. It was easy money. It was with a $5 investment. That, I mean, I'd say that's a pretty good return on investment. I just didn't continue it because it's a risk. It's a gamble. It's almost like you're playing in a casino in Las Vegas. So I've decided to try this again, and so far this is week one. It seems to be going very well building the brand. The impressions are up on Instagram. I actually had a few Instagram pages with over like a million followers run some ads for me. I paid them. Don't worry. Since of COVID, actually everything's cheap right now. The ads aren't that expensive. I think for 100,000 impressions, 100,000, views, which translates to about, you know, I think roughly around 32,000 link clicks, that cost me around $40. Which before coronavirus, that would have been about $300. So it's kind of come down a lot.
I guess that works out well for you.
Yeah, this is a great time to do it. But yeah, no, I've sold enough to, you know, to make it worth it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, everything is either American made or made in the European, everything's either made in the US or in Europe. Okay. There's nothing from China, India, anything. It's all 100% quality.
Are you trying to advertise here too? You're trying to get some free advertising?
I just want people to know that I'm not selling trash, and I won't be telling you guys what my niche is or my website, because they say that you shouldn't do that because, someone could go and steal your winning product. So, I don't want that happening.
So you're not going to say at all what it is. People aren't going to know what you're drop shipping, but you can.
Oh no! But I'm going to talk about.
I would have talked about what you were doing, because I thought
I can't.
I thought your decision for what you were selling made a lot of sense for the current times.
Definitely, yeah.
It seems like it's a smart choice, because a lot of people would be looking for that where they're locked at home. But I guess I can't say what that is, and you're gonna censor the conversation.
No, I can't really say it. But hey, if you're listening to this in a clip form, maybe I did clips this week. I don't know. Right now, I think is a great time to start drop shipping. I think it is. You don't just start selling shit though. Like, actually look into the product, do a lot of research on it, see if there's a demand for the product, and then see if the supplier is selling a quality product. Like, see what their reviews are. Work with the seller. Send them messages, emails.
Where do you go when you are trying to research products to try to add to your website? What's the process of that like?
Well, you know, it's a little difficult to talk about that, but I'll beat around the bush a little bit. Basically, there's a lot of different plugins that I've researched of using that really allow me. there's a thing where you can actually scout out your competitors, where you go on a dropshipping website that you found, and you can actually, there's a Chrome extension which allows you to see products that they've added recently and also how many units they're shipping. So if a product is shipping a lot of units, then you know that's an award-winning product. So then what you got to do is you got to take that same product, find a supplier who can distribute it, and then you put that on your site, right? So there was a specific product which I thought was going to be an award-winning product. I didn't do too much product research on it because I saw it. And it's one of those items that if COVID wasn't going on, it would probably be an item that would sell a lot. But since COVID's going on, there's no demand for this specific product. So I did about, I don't know, $5 in ad testing and learned that there's no sales with that. So I'm going to cut the product. It's still in the store, but I'm going to cut it probably tonight or tomorrow. And try and get some more products in there. But it's nothing crazy. Like, I'm not getting crazy sales, but it's pretty consistent. It's very consistent actually with what's going on. But a lot of my sales are actually coming from the New York, California area. So New York and California. Yeah, that's where a lot of the sales are coming from.
I mean, I guess those are high populous areas. So that makes some sense there.
Like the Bronx, New York. That's a specific area where I've had quite a few sales. It's like, what the hell? Yeah. I mean, I guess so. Whatever. You know, thank you.
Yeah.
I'll gladly take your money. I'm just kidding. That makes me sound like an asshole.
hey, I mean, it is what you're doing. I mean, you don't go through that whole process to not make profit off of it. That's the whole point of it.
Exactly. The idea is to make profit. It's just...
Right.
I mean, and the products, like I said, it's not cheap Chinese shit. It's not like, you know, that stuff that you find on eBay or Amazon that you buy it and it's, you know, cheap and whatever. No, these are high quality, American made, if not European made products that are high quality. I know I keep saying high quality, but that's important because when people hear dropshipping, they think, oh, it's probably a scam or, oh, the products probably suck or...
I mean, how does dropshipping really compare to what Amazon does or a lot of these online websites?
Actually,
Amazon takes some of other companies' products and they put it right on theirs. They don't store it in their warehouses. Someone buys it and then that warehouse that was holding it, that's whoever they brought onto their website was. They'll ship it out, not Amazon.
Actually, an interesting thing that not a lot of people know is that... About, I think it's roughly around 60% of Amazon's store is from a thing called Amazon FBA, which is, I think that's what it's called. But I met someone who, through this dropshipping thing this week, that has a very successful on the Amazon. So basically what people do is they dropship, rather than doing it on their own website, they do it on these websites, Amazon and eBay. Mm-hmm. And they list the exact products from like AliExpress, for instance. Same images, same everything. And all they do is they put it on there and eventually it'll either rank in the search or it doesn't. But you're allowed to list as many products as you want. So these sellers will list, you know, 10,000 products. You're bound to get sales with that. The more products you list, the more easy, you know, the more chances that it's going to come up for somebody. So a lot of the products that you actually see on Amazon are drop shipping. Which is kind of crazy. I didn't know that before this year. So Amazon, I think it's called FBA, but there are a lot of people that make upwards of $4, $5, $10 million a month just on that, which is crazy because it's just you're the middleman. You're the one earning the profit margin. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the supplier is selling you the product at wholesale for the bare minimum. And you're going ahead and adding your like premium price tag onto it. And something that I'm actually considering doing if I start making enough for it is I'll start ordering the product in bulk and actually shipping it with my own label, which is like a step up from what I'm doing now, which I think would be pretty cool. But I guess you got to get there first.
Right.
But yeah. Hey, it's just a project.
How does like shipping times and stuff, how do you handle that? Because it would be difficult to guess, or is that, do you get like the number of days? How does it work? I don't know.
So So my distributor tells me the estimated time that they can ship before. Mm-hmm. On AliExpress right now, because of the COVID, it takes around 2 months to receive it. Before COVID, it would take roughly around 2 weeks minimum. With my supplier, they actually have a lot of the products in a warehouse in the United States. So they can ship it in under around 5 days, which is a really good time.
So if you were doing it on AliExpress, you would your customers would have to wait an extremely long time before they'd ever get your product. But if you Correct. Do it like you are with distributors in the United States or European countries, it's not so bad. Kind of deal?
Yeah, especially with the coronavirus. That's especially why it's taking as long. It would take as long as it would without the coronavirus. Like I said, it would take probably around a minimum of 2 weeks to get something from AliExpress. But yeah, it all comes down to where the product is. If the product's in China, it's going to take a lot longer to get over here. If the product is in a warehouse in the United States or even maybe in Europe, it's going to take a little less time if it's in Europe, a little more time if it's in Europe, but it's going to get here well before it would before AliExpress. So
mm-hmm.
It's definitely, I don't know. It's hard. I think that's why people are saying that with Amazon and eBay in this industry, the space, that because people order stuff and they can't wait. Amazon is working on this thing called a same-day delivery, which you get the item the same day. And they also have Prime two-day shipping. Everyone's used to that. Even myself, I love that benefit. So it's hard for me to order something and say, oh, that'll be in like 2 or 3 weeks. It's like, shit, I have to wait? I have to wait now? I mean, I'm so used to getting it like whatever because of Prime. Or even if you're not a Prime, you can get it within like 3 days. I don't have Prime, so whenever I order, it's usually 3 days. So that's even then, that's like a real good benefit, you know. So
yeah,
I think we take advantage of things too much, but I don't know. We'll see how it goes. I'm hoping it goes over better than my first experience. Like I'm hoping that I earn a lot more than I did my first time. I say it like the first time was a failure. I mean, I netted $600 for a $5 investment. That's really good.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it wasn't, I could have done better. There are a lot of stores, a lot of things that I've watched, a lot of, classes that I've participated in on YouTube where, you know, they expect $40,000 a day in sales. Like that's a lot of money a day in sales, but I mean, they can do it because they realize that, oh, this is a winning product. Everyone wants it. I mean, remember fidget spinners?
Yeah.
In literally a year, the fidget spinner industry went from $0 to $100 billion industry. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. Like seriously, that's mad. Who would have thought that a little spinning piece of metal would be worth that much money?
I
certainly didn't.
No. Me neither.
I think the latest example is like, I think last Halloween or the Halloween before that on Instagram, all you'd see is like these glow in the dark masks. And that was like, I think I read that one store in particular made about $35 million in 1 month off from those masks. It's crazy. And a lot of dropshippers are like under the age of 18. That's actually true. That's a real statistic. What? Like,
wait, really?
Yeah,
that doesn't even make sense.
It does make sense. Okay, so you remember when AirPods were really taking off when they first came out?
I mean, sure. Yeah.
So there was these. So you'd see all these knockoffs everywhere. I mean, who the hell wants to pay $200 for AirPods? So. What happened was there were a lot of dropshipping stores that were getting these cheap ones from AliExpress and they were putting them on their website. They're called a one product website. Basically, you find a winning product and you build a website around it, kind of like Apple's website. It's simple. You know what Apple sells, right? There's no like going on the site to see what they sell. You know what they sell. They sell the iPhone, the iPad, whatever, mm-hmm. MacBooks, whatever. So you design this page around it, and then you pay like an influencer. You say, hey, can you run this ad to your however million followers. And well, there's this one example that I was reading up on was there were these two 16-year-olds and they were running this AirPod business. Well, it was a Cyber Monday. And they got in one day, I think it was around $18 million in orders. One day, mind you. And these were like, they were paying, I think, roughly around $6 per unit of AirPods. And they were selling them for roughly around, I think, $60. So they were making a huge profit margin there. Well, anyway, it took a while for these products to come in. Once people started to receive them, a lot of them weren't working. And a lot of people were pissed off. Why did I just wait 2 months or a month for this product that doesn't even work? So one difficult thing with dropshipping is customer service. You really technically can't, a lot of people that do AliExpress, you can't really get in contact with your suppliers because they're all Chinese. Mm-hmm. And they use Google Translator to like post things. So a lot of the words are screwed up and all that. So what had happened was a lot of people were getting pissed off. And I mean, these people just made a shit ton of money in one day. I mean, it was over the, obviously that was that one day, but then, I mean, they were making a shit ton of money. It was Christmas time. It was around that time. So people buying gifts and whatever. And they made a shit ton of money, and not just them. It was a lot of different stores because all you'd see on Instagram was these AirPods. So what ended up happening was they ignored all the customer service emails. These two 16-year-olds, they completely ignored them. And then the government got involved, the Better Business Bureau, and they were pissed off too because they thought this was a company. There were two 16-year-olds running a sole proprietorship, and they were just splitting the cash 50-50. What? So then the government started doing an investigation on dropshipping, and they were learning that a lot of the people that were running these stores were either under the age of 18 or they were extremely young. Like we're talking, they were under the age of 20. Which is where a majority of them are.
Well, what age were you when you started up?
I was 17. I was 17.
So, I mean, so there's a prime example.
I think the reason why it's like that is because young people like to find ways to make money online. It's no mystery that teenagers can't make that much. No, I'm serious. I know Brody's laughing.
Three ways to make money online.
Yeah, insert Gage title.
Yeah.
Well, people have young kids, especially they want to know how to make money. That's how it is. So they watch these videos on YouTube of these people, these gurus who are teaching them everything they need to know.
Like Gage Nelson on his.
Well, that was more of like, you know, I wanted to tell people, don't get scammed. Don't get scammed. Don't do these survey websites. I mean, these are the ones I would recommend if you absolutely have to. But I would recommend either doing YouTube or freelancing because those are the two best options. That was what that video was about. But hey, they say the best way to make money online is to teach people how to make money online. Did you know that?
I did not know like, that.
That doesn't sound right.
That doesn't sound right. Okay, think about it like this.
I mean, it sounds. No, I get it. I get why, but it just doesn't seem right. It sounds right. Doesn't seem right.
So you could like Stephen Graham, for instance. He's or like Dave Ramsey or whatever. They have YouTube channels. They get $50 CPMS. So they're making shit ton of money on ad revenue. On top of that. Because they're doing daily videos on how to have a better financial life or how to, you know, invest Bitcoin or whatever, invest your money, whatever. And on top of that, they're selling courses. They're like, hey, you want to learn how to make money online? Well, pay me $300 and I'll give you the ultimate course on how to make money online. And these people, that's what their job is. They're literally sitting there telling you how to make money online. And that's how they're making money online. Tempted to buy one and just have them say, so are you just going to tell me that I need to make money on, I need to tell people how to make money online? Is that what you're telling me? But it's crazy. It's crazy, the industry. What has the internet created? I don't know. Yeah. Now a word from our sponsor. So we're back. Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, let's move into our next topic. So last week we talked about Kim Jong-un. Is he dead? Is he alive? Is he alive? Is he dead? What's
going on? Who knows? Well, I don't know if it's good news, bad news, but...
But apparently he's alive.
Seems like he's alive.
Now, this is... I mean, let's be honest with you. This is... No one really knows until we see him. There is no video of him. They claim that he was at some, like, ribbon opening, but we don't know for sure. There has been no photographs, no videos of him recently. Like we said in the last episode, this could be the North Korean regime trying to, like, keep it in people's minds that, oh, he's still alive. North Korea is still strong. You know, they're not vulnerable. So, yeah, that's kind of what's going on right now. But, yeah, we were talking about last week. What were we saying, Isaac? We were talking about how they could be vulnerable, how they might be. I don't know. I don't know if this is good news or bad news.
How it could even affect just the world as a whole. If it's good news, if it's bad news, really, what could become of it kind of deal?
Yeah, I mean, no idea if it's how it's going to affect us. I mean, we were really working on having a relationship with North Korea, and you know, stuff had occurred, but I don't know. I really don't know what to think. I don't know if it's a good thing if he's alive or bad. I mean, if he died, what would happen? Who would take over? If he's alive, we still could have a kind of continue our America, North Korea relationship and try and have some sort of peace. I mean, that's probable as well. What do you think, Brody? You have any thoughts on this?
Nope. I'm not going to say anything about it. I thought he was dead. He wasn't.
You thought he was dead?
Yeah, I did.
Did you hope he was?
No. Nope.
Wow. Bertie, like, has a lawyer in his room. What you can and cannot say may be used against you in a court of law. I don't know. I really don't know. I hope he's... Like, it's hard to say because kind of half of me is like, I hope that bastard's dead. And the other half of me is like, well, if he's dead, what happens next? So, who knows? But, yeah. Isaac, do you got anything else to cover on that? Anything else to say?
Not particularly.
Shit. Well, hey. So, we're moving into our final topic of the podcast, and that is, when do we think COVID will end? Will it ever end? Are we all gonna die alone in our house, locked up from the outside world? Sorry, I didn't mean to make that depressing, but
I don't know. It's a excellent thing to speculate about. Definitely a hot topic right now. But
yeah,
I don't know. I don't think there's any way to know. I mean, I think it will end
eventually.
Right.
It'll fade away.
It will. If it doesn't.
When the election's over, it'll fade away.
Yeah. I don't know about the election. I don't know if I don't think that would necessarily be the turning point of it. It could be by when our economy gets to the point where it really can't handle it anymore, then everything just goes back to normal because it has to. It could be when some sort of vaccine is found and we fix this thing, or if the vaccine doesn't save it, then it would just fall apart because there's no end point and there's no hope. That might end it.
I'm kind of hoping that, like, tomorrow morning I turn on the news and it's like Mitch McConnell comes out on the screen and says, it's just a prank, bro. You can go back to work now. Just a prank. Us all in Congress, the Senate, just wanted to fuck with you guys for a couple weeks. So just a prank. Go back to work. Enjoy your day.
I don't know.
I don't think that's probable. Shit. Or no, like Nancy Pelosi. Just wanted to test out what would happen. I don't know. But.
Just wanted to see if I can overstep my bounds and see if I can get away with it.
Yeah. People are starting to get pissed off. There were some protests in Augusta, actually. My landlord, Larry, actually went to it, and he was telling me about it. I don't know. I mean, I don't wear face masks. I don't give a shit. I haven't gotten it, and I've been to quite a few places actually this week alone. I've been at the office most of the time, but I've also gone, like, I went to a couple towns and whatnot, was out in public, I didn't touch anything or anybody, but I don't know. I'm not sick. Are you sick?
No. Luckily not. If I was, that'd be Isaac's a real anomaly. I haven't left for the home.
Yeah, Isaac's stuck in his house in, like, really rural Maine, in the middle of nowhere. Like, I think it's more likely.
I must be going crazy because I've started playing Minecraft again. And last time I checked before coronavirus outbreak, I hated Minecraft. So maybe it's just some sort of.
You want to know something, guys? This guy pissed me off. So, beginning of the year, you know, I'm like, hey, let's play some RL crap. Brody got me into it. We get this modded server set up. It was all great. No lag. This bastard gives me a big old spiel about how he hates Minecraft. I was just so bored in it. This week I learned that this fucking bastard's playing Minecraft on his own. What the fuck, Isaac? What's going on?
What can I say? It's interesting to try to design some nuclear reactors in Minecraft. That's what I'm doing. I've been playing with nuclear craft. I don't know. It's interesting now. It wasn't before.
Fuck off, Isaac. I know your spiel. RL I know
craft
your game.
Is broken too. Okay.
Look, I know your game. We could have played any mod pack, let's be honest. No, I don't care.
I don't know. I don't think you could handle these nuclear reactors, Gage.
They're
a little complex.
Isaac's playing like the weirdest games all the time, all of a sudden. I don't know what it is.
What do you mean?
I don't know. You just like fucking
Gage, I've always played these games.
Okay.
I have. I grew up playing RTS games, and then I downloaded some other, like, then I moved into, you know, different genres, but that was the core of, you know, that's where I started. I started at strategy games. So I like games that make you think a bit. I like ones that require intuitive thought and designing things. That's why I'm having fun with these nuclear reactors now, because I have to, you know, plan it out. I put down the dimensions of my reactor. I put down the properties of the fuel cells I'm planning to put in. There's a bunch of formulas that go along with, you know, if you have this amount of fuel cells.
Isaac, you know what I think about that?
Graphite blocks adjacent to the fuel cells.
I think you're gay. I think that's what that is. I think you're gay.
Types of cooling methods and
No.
That's no, it's interesting. It's fun.
Yeah. Well, hey, at least you're having fun.
Yeah. Or nice. Like I liked Satisfactory. That's a fun game. Every time I'd be like, we need to build a factory that produces this and this material because it's so annoying to craft it by hand, and I'd wind up with a page full of formulas of me figuring out the ratios for building this whatever the piece I wanted was. And some people hate that. I like that. Whatever. Yeah. Get over it, Gage.
I got a I will. I'm sorry. I got a question though for you, Isaac.
What?
Are you aware that your photo is on the front lawn of Karabek High School?
I did find that out today.
Every day I drive into work and your face is staring at me.
You see my face.
Every morning.
Wait, you made it?
What?
Nothing.
Nothing. One time Brody talked in a 40.
Wait, it's on the digital screen or is it on like a little paper thing?
It's on a paper stand out in front of the high school.
Yeah, it's like the isn't it like the ones that you'd put up if you were like vote for this and this person?
Yeah,
don't
exactly.
Pass this bill. It's those kinds of little.
I'm tempted to go things. Take yours, Isaac, and fucking put it in there. I'm just kidding. But.
Yeah, take it.
Kind of funny.
That would be very funny. Go vandalize my picture.
Put a mustache on it.
Go take some Sharpies and like draw some monster face over mine, like you do with like a.
Just go off the road and drive over all of them. Did you hear about the story where somebody did that to a Trump one?
Oh, really? I didn't hear about that.
A woman. drove it over it. There's a guy who had a Trump one on his lawn, but he had like spikes under it. And she had driven over it and popped the tires in her car.
Wow.
Well, was that what she gets? That's what she gets.
No. It was back during like 2016.
Oh, that's what I thought. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's funny. Serves him right. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who you like in politics. You don't go drive on someone's fucking lawn and run over a sign.
Yeah, I don't disagree.
Like, I wouldn't do that.
That's just
like,
ridiculous. It's just being childish.
You always have to think, would Gage do that? Okay? Because I would do some pretty stupid shit, but I wouldn't do that.
Well,
because I don't want to.
I don't know if I agree with that. That you know, what way of handling life. But
what would Gage do? That's always what you got to think. I'll get some posters printed that say, "What would Gage do?"
WWGD.
WWGD.
What would Gage do?
Yes. Get that trending on Twitter. Hashtag WWGD. Say that three times fast. I don't know. Oh, shit. But yeah, if you guys want me to steal the sign and vandalize it, comment down below. If we can get 10 likes on this podcast, I will do it for a video. Oh, shit. At least as long as I got written permission from Isaac.
I never knew you were going to do that. I have no part of this, Gage.
It's your own fucking face.
Yeah? And?
Shit. You don't have you can't give me permission, Isaac?
I didn't know you were going to do it. This crazy guy just goes ahead and rips up signs. Like, what the heck?
10 likes. That's what I'm asking for. But hey, I think that's going to end it all for today, unless anyone has anything else to say.
Nope.
I think our sponsor has something to say.
And we're back to end out the episode. We're back, but we're actually technically leaving. So
yeah,
it's kind of sad, but it's also yeah. No, it's
don't get emotional. Holding your feelings, everyone. Holding your feelings. We'll be back sometime soon.
We'll see you guys back all next Monday. Please like, share, and subscribe, and tell your friends all about this podcast, the most epic podcast on all of the internet. Let's get it going, motherfuckers. Let's go. Sorry, I shouldn't have said that. I shouldn't have taken that tone with you guys.
Yeah.
But I hope you guys all did enjoy. You know what to do. Send us an email.
Yeah, that's really what you need to do, okay?
I was honestly just shooting the shit until Isaac remembered. oh, boy. So, yeah.
Make my day, please.
Oh, yeah.
Please.
Yeah, please.
I need it.
What happened? Why aren't people sending us emails anymore?
I don't know. Come on.
Did we just die?
I think it's all falling apart. When we stop getting emails, I mean, come. I need you guys to step it up. I need you.
We're going to start reading anything. Like, if Twitter sends us, like, a change in their TOS, we're just going to read it.
Absolutely.
So, guys, it's been nice, but I'm Gage.
I'm Isaac.
I'm Brody.
And we're signing off.
See you later.
Have a good one. Thank you.